And then we have one final story here. It's an entertainment story, Dan, and I know you'll love this one because you're obsessed with this particular family, the Kardashians. And something that people have suspected for many, many years.
Many years.
Has now been discussed.
Probably all the years, maybe.
By one Ray J.
What about Ray J?
He has now publicly commented on the matter that the mom set the sex tape up.
I thought we've always known that.
Well, they deny it.
That's been headcanon for Dan for a while.
That's right. But he says, yeah, like he says, I brought it up as a joke one time after the Paris Hilton tape. Said, like, oh, look how famous she got. And was joking, and the mom's like, that's $1 million idea. We're setting this whole thing up.
Mom releases daughter's sex tape.
So he's admitting that.
Brother.
Yeah, he's saying they set it all up.
And well, it's just confirming what I already knew.
There's
but
also.
That's cool.
What a great mom.
She's a great business.
I mean, that launched. Well, billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. And he's made out perfectly on this because he didn't have to deal with her.
Oh, what do you mean deal with her?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, the you know what it means.
Aftermath.
Right.
They
right
did up, it.
The aftermath of that exact moment?
She's crazy. She's ruined multiple
men. No, but
men.
Like live with
to
her.
Clean
and,
her up?
And no. He got to do that.
Okay.
He got to do the dirtiest thing you could ever do.
Before
her, and you call her the
nobody,
greatest.
Nobody would.
He didn't even have to shammy her off.
Nobody would call the cleanup getting to do that.
Not cleanup. I'm saying he didn't have to marry her and live with her and be
right.
part of
What's
that
wrong with
his
that?
Whole life.
What's wrong with creating a family?
Because you don't want to with her.
Why?
Why? Because she's a billionaire and beautiful.
No, she was nothing beforehand.
Solid
until the mother
business acumen.
Until the mother whored her out, she was nothing.
Damn.
Plus, he has no shown the world.
Can't touch me.
That he's got a giant wiener.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think it was that big.
Pull it up here.
Then you didn't watch it.
No, I watched it.
Killer, pull it up on here.
I didn't watch it, and I don't want to watch
Ray J.
it. I want no part of this.
We're watching Kim Ray
watch
J
it.
Here today.
Violation of company policy.
I'm not doing it. It's I'm out.
So we're camping, bro.
It's not on YouTube TV,
We're
killer.
Not at the company.
We're not at the company.
And then,
oh, God.
Make it big.
Look, every night at the compound, violation of company policies.
This is going to be so fucking bad. We can either do the Ray J video or what we were watching in that clip, which is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Killer just did a YouTube search for it.
Search for Madison Cawthorn.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
Let's watch Madison Cawthorn.
I still haven't seen that yet.
Oh, here, I'll show you real quick.
I know. Jake's all over this.
Yeah, he's already got it bookmarked.
Yeah. It's
he's watching.
It's
so
interesting
slowly.
Though because people are. I don't care about.
I don't understand the bit
or who
like,
he is.
What are they trying to do?
But if you're around my age, I think it's a pretty good chance.
You humped your friends.
That you've had wieners around your head area and probably elsewhere.
What is he doing?
So you,
it's. I'm telling
your friends
you.
Visited their wieners upon you, and you visited upon them. Go both ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there video of this?
Not that I'm aware of.
You were editing the
the jackass thing.
Is that a generational thing? Because
that's the one right there.
My God.
Nude thrust.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got it pulled up there. Okay.
Click that one.
He says it's an old video that people are trying to besmirch him now, and he was.
Why does he have to have the wheelchair tastefully in the foreground?
He was just messing around with a friend.
Okay.
And that this is old.
Just hazing.
Hey, just a little hazing, bro.
Just kid stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, he is, like, hammering away at the dude. Like, holding him down. Now he's...
Oh, we've got the... This is the edited version.
Unedited?
Yeah, Killer gave us the edited version.
Well, you can see...
This is the... We want the adult tour.
Where's the friend? I can't even see the friend.
He's underneath him.
How do you know?
Jake has... Jake showed me the other one.
Yeah, because you can see the guy back there. Let's go on.
Fine, unedited.
Gordon, did any of that go on when you were 20?
No, nothing like that.
No.
He said, a new hit against me just dropped. Years ago in this video, I was being crass with a friend trying to be funny. We were acting foolish and joking. That's it. I'm not backing down.
Well, as you pointed out, Jake, I guess technically this could be as he says it is, right?
Oh, he's getting the hit job for sure from his own people.
They want him out?
Yeah.
But then you combine it with the other video of the friend who's reaching over...
That's kid
while they're
stuff.
Driving.
Yeah.
You're frail.
And I haven't watched that one either. Is that
you know, I mean, this is the thing, is that I look at that and think...
Not that bad?
I was kind of involved in... I mean, I've told you about gay chicken before.
Huh.
Go on.
No, I don't believe so.
So, you just
You tried to make a chicken gay?
You need to be in your underwear.
Okay.
You sit across from your buddy.
Right.
You each put your both of your hands on each other's thighs. And now it's just a game of chicken.
See how far you'll go?
See who bails.
So will you and Dan
bail like
right now?
Can you bail like before you even start?
Will you lose?
Oh, no.
I did that with Doogie. When we used to play crotch ball in the early days of the ticket.
Just throw it back and forth?
Well, yeah. The down. Idea was that so you'd stand probably about 10, 15 feet apart. And we had like this, like it was kind of a hard Nerf ball. You know how the point of those things is pretty hard. And you'd throw it and try to hit the other guy in the crotch. And then he'd have a shot to hit you in the crotch. And you'd keep going back and forth. So I played it with Doogie. I threw it and hit it, just nailed him in the crotch. Doubled him over. He gets up.
Do it again.
I gave up.
I conceded. You win. Yeah.
I conceded.
Skip that ad.
He was just better at it than I was.
Right.
So,
see, so
I decided to
go one more generation, and it's not that weird that...
Do it again.
You know, on your
so
birthday, you would get help.
Did our grandfathers ever have a video of them and their
no,
young
that's
friends?
Edited. Jeez, Killer, you can't find the good video.
Leave him alone.
He's trying.
Are we in the trust tree here, safe place?
Sure.
I got to be honest.
I thought you had the video.
You didn't know he could thrust like that?
For a guy in a wheelchair I'm pretty impressed with his range of motion and skills. I mean, he's humping.
What happened to put him in the wheelchair? What's the story?
Car accident.
Mm-hmm. When he was how old?
I want to say like early college, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Friend driving. Yeah. Which I think he kind of like lied about a little bit, but it was a car accident.
What do you mean he lied about?
There's a whole bunch
really
of backstory
injured?
Of that he said that his friend left him to die in the car, and that it was... He lied about some
he
of the
He dressed it up for storytelling?
Big time.
Okay.
Big time. But, I mean, he's humping, so...
Is that him? He looks great there. Taking a huge cut of the ball.
320 down the fairway. Mm-hmm. I think this is an advertisement.
Oh,
so that's going to do it for the 130 News
Yay!
Today. Coming up next...
Let's watch the Ray J thing next.
Okay, we'll do that. As I've told you all before, they informed me during the Pro Bowl.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, my mom did anyways. My dad wasn't there for that press conference.
Did it change?
The idea is they're supposed to both be there for the press conference when they announce a major move like that.
I think you're right, but
that may have been before that was common.
Well, I also think that if that isn't the way that it goes, that probably is a microcosm of other underlying events. Mm-hmm. And mid-Pro Bowl, and it was when the Cowboys had like 11 guys in the Pro Bowl.
So yeah,
big I was
deal.
Really into the Pro Bowl.
It's a real bummer.
So your dad wasn't there to announce that.
So your mom may have thought that would have softened the blow. That you're so happy about the 11 guys being in the Pro Bowl for the Cowboys.
Right, but little did she know that now I think about my parents' divorce every time the NFL All-Star game comes around. Well, still now because of this silly station.
Yeah, we made a skit about it. A Saturday Night Live
we
skit about it.
We found a way to monetize trauma here at our company, which is good.
I'm not going to lie to you, Dan. I think Chappie was golfing.
On that particular Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah. So that, again, kind of adds into the whole...
Who told you, Dan, about, like, dad number two?
I think it was probably the two of them. At the kitchen table thing.
For some reason, I thought that your parents split up before you really had consciousness.
Yeah, that's why
one.
He says dad, too.
Oh,
dad,
okay,
too,
yeah,
is
yeah.
my
okay,
dad.
Gotcha.
That's who I refer to as my dad.
And how long was he there in your childhood? Like, how long was he married
I don't
to your
know.
Mom?
Maybe I was 10. I was somewhere in there.
He was there from baby,
could have been 12.
When you were a baby till you were 10?
No, he was there from when I was 4 till 10.
Uh-huh.
Because he... also impregnated my mom. And that's why she got married again.
And that's
to him.
Now his brother.
She had a habit
Dan
of
Junior.
Of
she was always trying to have anchor
getting
babies.
Impregnated, getting married because of that, and naming then, the kid after the guy.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy would leave.
Did you know that bit?
What?
That both he and his brother are named after their different dads.
Yeah.
And then they
what's your dad the other gone. Your brother's name, Steve?
Mommy.
Her creativity is very low.
Steve, mommy?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Steve Mommy McDowell.
Jub joining
my brother's name. I was just checking my mic and I said Mommy.
My brother's name is Ray J.
Did you pull it up?
You sure a different dad?
I tried to find the Ray J, but
oh.
What is that?
We're better off without it.
Here, I got a thumb drive that's you can use. If you
yeah, she doesn't have sure. to call me Johnson. Ray J. Got it in the cloud.
Yeah, it's taking up all my iCloud right now.
It's, you know, it's really disappointing, though, when you actually see a celebrity sex tape. Is that what y'all are watching
because
in there?
Disappointing?
Come on out here, dude.
It's disappointing because it's cold. Mixed in with other professionals. And you think, boy, I just assume that if you're
would
rich and famous.
Production
and,
value.
And it's just, they don't look like they're enjoying it.
The only one I remember, I remember two of them. I remember seeing some of the Paris Hilton and how dead-eyed she was. That was creepy.
Very uncomfortable.
Because, like, you're watching a chupacabra make love in the dark. It was all night-visioned, and she had glow eye.
I was actually told that the gentleman who, well, the guy who produced and starred in that video is a Dallas resident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There we
go. I doubt that's the one. But, and then I remember, maybe I only saw stills from the Tonya Harding one.
I have not seen that.
No, I don't really want to see that one.
I want to see everything. Just because you want to see it doesn't mean you want to be fired up about it.
Have those fried egg floppies.
Okay.
Bingo! Hey! All right. I don't think I'd get a bingo this afternoon.
Although I would watch it if we were going to watch, review, and rank the celebrity sex tapes.
But that would be an invasion, right? Because I don't think they want... All those tapes were leaked.
They're already out there.
I know, but still.
Pam and Tommy.
There's a moral component.
Oh, I saw Pam and Tommy, too. Not so maybe I have seen more of these than I thought. Because I remember the boat horn honk.
Sure.
Sure. That's probably an early bingo. I feel like you used to talk about the boat horn.
Oh, my gosh. I saw some night vision Kim Kardashian one. I don't think it was a Ray J one.
I feel like the night vision one was Paris Hilton. That's what I heard.
Paris Hilton's night vision.
Yeah.
I just saw Kim Kardashian working a pogo stick one time.
I think that was just Ray J.
Oh, it was?
And so now you're saying you're the guy who doesn't watch these.
Yeah, I refuse to.
Okay.
I get full moral high ground credit while reviewing each of them in detail. Welcome to our world.
Haven't you ever just wanted to know what it looks like when you're in the act? Because I'm telling you, I see these people who are rich and famous celebrities, and I see them, and I'm like, that looks awful. It does not look like it does when you see.
You don't want to know what you look like.
All right, you say you'd watch Tonya Harding, right?
I look great.
You look.
You claim
horrible.
That you'd watch Tonya Harding.
Of course. Disgusting.
If I got you the Jerry Jr. sex tape, will you watch it?
That's the Madison Cawthorn.
That's the dumbest question you've ever asked me. You know I would watch it.
But for my,
you'll watch any of it.
Yeah, there's
my wheelchair was partially blocking the camera.
He was calling for a Mike Reiner sex tape. He wanted to watch that.
What do you mean calling for it?
That exists. Y'all seen that? I think Mike eventually bought it back. But,
but before you ask, yes, I would.
No matter what the sex tape.
You would watch Dan?
That's getting closer to the line, but Mike I would do.
Not a big enough celebrity?
I think I finished. I don't know. You just look there and check.
Jeez.
Golly.
It's not my place to determine whether or not I finished or not.
Dude, I don't even think you could say that.
To do anything.
You do it.
Jeez.
Look down there.
A shot.
Plug trailing my own thigh.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Okay. No, that wasn't said, though.
Card
that's
overflowing.
That wasn't said.
Man. And then just sit back and giggle. Norm was right all those years ago.
George, I'm against that kind of comedy.
Yeah, I'd watch Dan. You're really selling me on it now. Do you want to do Baff's audio next, or what do you got?
What are we doing?
I think Jeb's joining us.
I'm ready.
Okay.
We're going to review the show. Did you watch the show?
I watched it.
What show?
The Slap.
The Slap.
What is that? It sounds like a Japanese game show where they slap each other. Like, mother and son have to slap each other naked.
I can show you some great Japanese game shows.
He's seen something like that. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, of course he has.
Dude, if you're... Well,
If you're what?
Yes. Culturally, we can talk about this, but some nations have stranger stuff, entertainment, than others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you start getting over to them Axis powers.
Yeah, that's from the 40s.
Stuff gets weird.
But some of it's not that weird. Like, look at this list I'm looking at here. They have a game show called Man Eats Spaghetti in a Dryer. It's exactly what it sounds like. The guy gets into a closed dryer.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. He's in the dryer?
Yeah, look.
He's got to eat all the spaghetti to win.
Dryer.
Yeah, they turn it on, and there goes his bowl of like spaghetti.
Stupid stuff we'd come up with.
Yeah.
Maybe here's one. Japanese.
I'd here's watch one called Soccer with Binoculars, where all the players have binoculars affixed to their head.
See very far downfield.
Right. See?
Okay.
That's good, clean fun. And then up here we have one
and
that
here
is actually called
Octopus on a Date with Woman.
This one's actually called Orgasm Wars.
Oh.
Whoa.
I've had those.
Which does seem
with
different.
With who?
All right. Let's try to change the tone.
Yourself.
Job next.